Hi. So what I normally tell my clients is if your dog is pulling you down the street, they're not going on a walk. Basically, they are taking you on a walk. So most people think the walk is just about exercise. Get the dog tired, let them sniff around, and done. But that's actually not happening. What's also happening on the walk at this point, if your dog is leading you, he's making every decision where to go, how fast, and what to react to. And that's not the ideal. And all they're learning every single day, you are reinforcing all this type of behaviors that you don't want. So they're the ones that are in charge. And the walk isn't just exercise, is the place where your relationship gets defined pretty much because you're doing this on a daily basis. A dog can also walk calmly at your side. He's not just being nice to you. He is practicing trust, like we are practicing trust with our dog, and our dog is practicing the same thing with us. They're practicing like, okay, I don't have to control everything. I am not in charge on everything, and this is why I have my human also, so that my human can lead me and guide me. That state of mind, that's what carries in the house too. That's ideally what you want, or how do they greet strangers into there and how they handle everything else. So 20 minutes of a structured walk does more for your dog than an hour of free running. I'm Stephanie from Paw Reboot. The walk is where it all starts.